Firefighting in America has a diversity problem. Across the country, the profession is mostly white and male. In Los Angeles, nearly 97% of firefighters are men. So to try to recruit more women and minorities, the LA Fire Department is trying something new. This school year, it opened two new firefighting magnet high schools. NPR's Eric Westerveld went to visit.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No, first period for the 70-plus students at Banning High's Firefighting Magnet School in South L.A. doesn't start with a slide down the fire pole, but a sprint across the football field carrying heavy fire hose, you bet.
Yeah! Let's go!
The 9th and 10th graders in this magnet school within a school tear across the sun-toasted artificial turf, dragging heavy hose line. They all wear the same blue gym shorts and t-shirts emblazoned with the words LA Fire Department Academy.
Good job, hustle up, hustle up. Let's go, hustle up. Here we go, come on.
Captain Eddie Mares, who's in charge of LA's two new firefighter magnet schools, offers the sweaty students a tough love mix of PE teacher and drill sergeant.
Down! Didn't stay up yet. Start all over. Down.
On this recent early morning, Mares isn't thrilled with the floppy butts and arms during the push-up drills.
Butts down, hips off the ground, shoulders over your hands. Down. Up.
The rigorous 3 days a week workouts aren't for show. Exercise is a big part of this program, which includes some fire science classes in addition to the high school's regular core curriculum. The fact is, says firefighter and school instructor Gail Sonoda, when adult recruits wipe out of the LA Fire Academy, especially females, it's usually during the strenuous boot camp, where candidates have to move heavy ladders, equipment, tools, and hoses in simulated fires in full fire gear.
The hands-on portion, it's a lot of skills involved, and if they're able to be strong physically, and the skills, learning it early on come in handy.
And if you're trying to excite students about a career in firefighting, it doesn't hurt to fire up Engine 38 and simulate battling a fire.
Here you go, ladies. Put this fire out.
14-year-old Jessica Melgoza and a friend, two small girls, get ready to let rip with a big fire hose.
We're going to open it up. Okay, we got about 100 pounds here between two of you. We're going to be just fine, okay? Open it up nice and slow. There, more, more. Right there, all the way.
It felt awesome. This is something I've been wanting to do for a while. It's pretty heavy. I think it weighs more than me.
The grades across the board have increased with these kids.
That's LA Fire Chief Ralph Terrazas. Under California law, government agencies can't set hiring quotas for women and minorities. So Terrazas sees these high school magnet programs, two open this fall and two more are scheduled for next year, as key to boosting diversity in the ranks. Yet he knows only a small percentage of these students are likely to end up as firefighters or EMTs.
5 to 10% is a realistic number. But I look at the bigger picture. If we don't hire them as firefighters, we're going to develop better citizens. We're going to help them hopefully pursue education, go to college, whatever they decide to do, the military.
Jessica Melgoza, a freshman, tells me she's pretty sure firefighting is the career for her. But she's not worried, she tells me, that it's a male-dominated field.
No, there's a lady trying to become president. No one thought that could happen. And I think girls have the same opportunity to do anything guys can do. I mean, we have a firefighter right here that's a woman.
So I want you to make sure this is as tight as it can get.
That woman right here, Gail Sonoda, tells me later, even if few of the 21 girls in this magnet school make firefighting a career, maybe, quote, I've helped give them a foundation of confidence. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Los Angeles.